Audio tour stop number 21, Dutchman's Creek. Native medicinal plants of the hardwood forest. The Uwari Trail here crosses Dutchman's Creek. This creek, like many Uwari streams, is one of high water quality, and the hardwood forest surrounding it is also home to a variety of neat plants and critters. Perhaps one of the most quantifiable reasons for working hard to preserve plant biodiversity is the value of medicinal herbs. For everything from easing symptoms of the common cold to treating leukemia, plants help us in a large variety of ways. The Uwaris have several interesting medicinal plants that many locals have grown up identifying while walking in the woods. Joe Moffitt and many other locals are very knowledgeable about the native medicinal herbs of the Uwari region. On creeks like this one, it's not uncommon to find yellow root. Typical uses of yellow root include treating digestive problems, sore throats and mouth sores, eye and ear infections, enhancing the immune system, and as an antiseptic. Wild comfrey and stargrass are other native plants that Joe describes as having medicinal uses in his book, An Afternoon Hike into the Past. There are some areas in the Uwaris that have American ginseng, Panax quinquefolius, though they are hard to find. Sometimes referred to colloquially as saying this plant is considered by some a cure-all and is used as a memory aid, stress reliever, or immunity booster, although medical research shows conflicting results on its actual observed effects. It grows in the mountains and Piedmont region along much of the eastern United States and can be found in rich and moist forests. The trade of ginseng is closely monitored, however, as ginseng has a rank of special concern. While many natural remedies have been discovered from these and other plants, there are still even species that haven't been identified yet, much less the possible benefits they could provide. This is true not just in rainforests and other hot spots of diversity, but even here in our own region. These possibilities are just one more reason why we should take care of our lands and conserve biologically important areas so we won't miss out on the wonderful opportunities nature can provide.